KY with Bob Moody, and we have a guest in the studio with us, and
right on the air.
Gary,
go ahead. Give him a chance.
Bobby Hatfield is the one that's screaming.
Bobby, I'm so glad to meet you, man.
Would you like to introduce our guest, Bobby, since you're here?
All right, Bobby, go ahead. Did you remember my name? He doesn't even know my name.
Andy of WKRP.
Okay, here we go. Well, my name is Andy Travis, better known as Gary Sandy, if I do say so myself. I'm in town for the Actors Theater Workshop thing, the festival that's going on this weekend, and I was just walking by on the mall, and I saw WAKY, and being that my dad is from Kentucky, being that all my life I've been in Kentucky growing up, and being that I just purchased a farm in Kentucky.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah, ta-da. I was walking by on the mall, and I said, I'm going to stop in there, whether they make fun of me or not. I'm just going to stop in there. So I'm not trying to pull any big power trip or anything like that. I just came in because it's fun.
There was this guy standing at the door, you see, in front of the window, and I said, would somebody let that guy in, you know? He doesn't know the office is closed, and they bring him in and said, you recognize this guy? Vaguely.
Well, through the window out there, I knew if I didn't make some sort of gesture, which was strong, I sort of said, you know, open up the door a second. I knew that you probably wouldn't let me in because there's always people coming by, and you just can't let everybody in.
You know, Gary, I'm sure that you never do an interview with anyone who doesn't say, oh, I love your show.
Yes, and tell me about Lonnie, right?
But I hate it.
Do you really? Come on.
No, I just wanted to be funny there
well,
for a minute.
You're one of the few people ever that there's only been one or two that I've ever met that don't particularly care for the show.
No, I love the show. I was just trying to pull your leg and be a funny guy. You know what I like about the show, and a lot of people who watch the show who are not in the radio business probably don't appreciate this to its fullest extent, but it is so realistic. So many of the things that happen on the show...
Unfortunately, it is.
...have actually happened either to me or to friends of mine in the business. For example, the show that you did where the ratings... came in,
hey,
the rating
listen,
book.
Now tell me, was it a good show? Because we just did the show. It was a good one for the character of Andy, and I think it was an important one for the character of Andy.
The way that the general manager circled that rating book before he dared to open it was, I've seen that happen before, and the rating book itself was a real rating book. I don't know.
Oh,
if
for
it,
real? No,
yeah.
Oh, come on.
Managers are never that way.
Managers.
These people are not fools. They go out and the only big mistake they made, check this out, they have the research department at CBS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they check out everything right down to the little books and everything like that. The thing they neglected to check out, that there was a real Arthur Carlson as a station manager in Cincinnati, and we did the pilot, right? And then they had to go to this guy and practically beg him to say, hey, don't sue us, because you're such a bumbling fool or whatever.
Well, now I understand there's a real WKRP.
In Georgia.
Right.
I have my suspicions. See, Hugh Wilson, the creator of the show, is made a big success as an ad man in Atlanta, Georgia. And apparently the small little radio station is just outside of Atlanta. And I'm wondering whether someone wasn't smart enough to open up something out there. I don't know. We'll see. It's supposedly molded after, KRP is supposedly molded after a station called QXI out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Sure.
And Hugh, the creator, I guess, because he was big in Atlanta, knew of that station and worked it there. I'm sorry, am I hanging you up with the commercials and stuff?
Don't worry. You got to
make some money here. The station manager standing right here, he's pointing at you saying, we're losing money on this job.
Hey, big guy, get lost. We don't worry about the big guy. We don't worry about him any more than you worry about Mr. Carlson.
Hey, but you know, the one thing, before I forget, because I do want to push it, for anyone out there that is not aware of what's happening down at the Actors Theater down there, this is a terrific thing, and I didn't come in for the purpose of plugging anything, but for real, I swear to God, I just saw two plays this morning, which are great plays. I've seen a lot of plays in New York and a lot of plays all over the place. Louisville, Kentucky is turning out to be a hot spot for theater.
Yes.
And you all should be very proud.
Oh,
so anyone
we are.
Out there who, you know, young or old or whatever that's listening, you better get on down there and support the theater, because this has turned out to be a big theater town in the Midwest. And while we're at it, come see me doing Grease. I'm going to be doing Grease for the Kenley Players. The Kenley Players, the last part of June, the first part of July in Ohio. So come see me on stage.
Well, sure. There, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with Marcia Norman. Marcia Norman was a Louisville native who wrote a couple of plays, and one of them was produced at Actors Theater a couple of years ago.
Getting Out?
On Broadway. Getting Out.
Getting
yes.
Out. I auditioned for it and didn't get the part.
Is that right? Well, that started right here. And of course, as you're aware, there are a number of plays that the Actors Theater and the Jorys have brought here to premiere original plays from the festival that have gone on to be successful. So you're just here as a spectator?
Oh, yes. I mean, as a spectator. I really haven't come into town to do anything. I just stopped in here just basically to shake. I was wondering if the PD was around, program director, because I wanted to...
He was just fired.
There'll be another one along in another 30 minutes. He'll last about 30 minutes.
Already,
and he'll be gone.
He's
right?
already on a Greyhound bus to Las Vegas, so don't worry about
him. But for real, and here's not another plug intended, but because of the fact that my father is from Kentucky and I grew up in Kentucky, I've always been aware of WAKY. And as I'm walking down the mall, I said, there's WAKY. I don't care what they think of me. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to say something because it's supposed to be a good station. But after being here, I'm not so sure. No, kidding.
Well, let me tell you what we think of you.
Yeah. You all are supposed to laugh on that one. But it is a good station, and so you have to be the best in town, no?
Yes.
Okay.
The best in town. We're the best in Louisville, Clarksville, Jeffersonville, and New Albany, not to mention St. Matthews, J-Town. Thank you. That's quite a compliment.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way back over to eat with some people now. And,
I know you're in
a hurry. Just let me throw in that anytime I'm around this area of the country, all you got to do is invite Gary Sandy and Andy Travis to come and talk on WAKY, the number one station in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right, Gary, you've made my day. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy your stay here.
What is happiness?